Blog Talk Radio.
Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off with our theme song.
I should have been
a cowboy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Seen any young girl's heart?
Absolutely. It's good to have true fans out there. I really love doing it for the fans.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. The chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1 because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Welcome, Big Brother fans, to the special 4th of July edition to our Big Brother 15 roundtable show hosted by none other than Michael Cowboy Ellis. We're so happy to have you with us tonight on the Rad Reality Show Network. My name is Cherry Garcia, and with me on air is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We'll check in with Paul, see how he's doing up in Minnesota, and then we'll bring on the host of our show, Mr. Cowboy from Big Brother 5. How are you, Paul?
Doing well. Happy 4th of July, Cherry, and everybody listening. I actually have a special little song with Ron saying happy 4th prepared. It's just down there a little bit if you want to start it, Cherry. And I want to mention that there were fireworks going on. It's not static from the audio, but it's actually some fireworks. So do you see it there? Would you like me to play it?
Go ahead.
Bless America, the land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean. Oh,
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy 4th of July.
Well, that brought back memories. Sure wish Ron was here with us on this 4th of July. I certainly miss him. I know everyone does. Let's bring up the host of our show. Everyone loves him. I know we have a theme song for him, although I'm having trouble finding where it's at on my switchboard at the moment. Paul?
Yep, it was played in the opener.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and bring Cowboy up. Let's see how he's doing tonight on this beautiful 4th of July. Cowboy, how are you?
I should have been a cowboy. Learn how to rope and ride. There we go. I'm doing great. Oh, my goodness. Happy 4th of July. You know, first off, I want to say thank you to all of our veterans that have served in the military, that has died for this wonderful country, or the military men and women that is actually serving now. I'd like to share, it means so much. My dad, which is Nakoma Sanai's father, texted me just a little while ago, and he's told me happy 4th of July. And, you know, I text back to him. I said, same to you. And I said, by the way, thank you so much for serving our country. And, you know, he's very humble. I wonder where I get it from, I guess. He said, you know what? There was probably one second. I don't want to mess this up because it was the best text message that I've ever heard from somebody that served in the military. He said, you're welcome. A lot gave more. And, you know, it's very humbling, you know, because there was the ones that actually lost their lives, you know, did give more. And to the families that have lost, you know, people in the military, we do salute your loved ones because without you all, we wouldn't have the country that we have. We wouldn't have this radio show. So God bless you all, and I love y'all so much. And, you know, everyone around me, I'm going to do it funny now, but everyone in my family was in the military, my brother, mom, uncle, dad. I always said I wasn't a fighter, I was a lover. So I said, y'all can fight for our country, and I'll, you know, protect women on the home front. So it is a funny, but without you military men and women, you know, I wouldn't be able to do what I do every day. So thank you so much.
Well, you certainly do what you do well, too, Michael. I know you've put a lot of smiles on a lot of women's faces, so.
Well, hey, I think my daughter might be listening.
I've
keep
seen you in action,
G.
So.
You know what? I tell you what, I try. But I tell you what, we do have a lot to talk about, and unfortunately, I know my daughter and I, we're only going to be on the show for an hour tonight just because, one, we got to get up early in the morning. My daughter, so proud of her. I'm always proud of her, but she leaves for a mission trip tomorrow morning, bright and early, bushy tail. And, of course, it is 4th of July as well, so I want to throw in family time because I won't get to see her until another week. But I tell you what, guys, a lot has happened in the Big Brother house, a lot. And I tell you what, you know, I've been watching After Dark a little bit just to kind of catch up on some things. And I tell you what, I really think that you really have a frat house going on right now. I mean, you got a lot of young generations in the house right now. It just, to me, it seems like a frat house. Am I wrong? Do y'all kind of see that a little bit?
Yeah, it definitely seems like that. Mm-hmm. Let's bring Zoe up and get her on the line with us. Do you mind?
She's on.
because she just texted me, so she's
hi, Zoe. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good.
We didn't have her live on air with us yet, Cowboy.
What did you say?
We didn't have her live on air with us yet.
Oh, that's what she said. She said, I've been on since it started, so she's a little new to this, so she's got to learn the switchboard and the holding, and, you know, she's kind of a little impatient like her daddy. But, you know, she was a little bit, she had a catch up on Big Brother. She watched it literally within 45 minutes ago. So she had to fast forward through some stuff. But, you know, I've got to say that there's a lot of showmances going on this season.
Can you believe how many?
There's what we got. We got McCray and Amanda. And we had Aaron and David.
And then Jeremy and Caitlin.
Yeah, so we've got three showmances going on, and it hasn't even started. But I'll tell you what, I almost want to throw up on the Jeremy and Caitlin one, because boy, they're lovey-dovey real soon, real quick in the game.
Well, all of them have been, and I don't know. What do you think, Zoe?
Well, I don't like the one with Jeremy and Caitlin. I just, no. I think that one's just a little bit too much. And then I think it's kind of the Aaron and David, I mean,
I think they're all odd couples, you know?
Why don't you get the stupid guy with the smart girl?
Right.
I'm going to chime in here. You know what? I love McCray and Amanda, and I'll tell you why. It gives guys like me chances at hot chicks like Amanda. I mean, really? A pizza guy and a real estate agent? Yeah, I've got some chances. A bartender and a real estate agent?
You've
I
can
handle that.
Great chances, Cowboy.
I think McCray and Amanda it's very cute. I just hope that Amanda's not using McCray.
All right. There is no what I would, in my opinion, define as a showmance between those two. That clip that they edited last night was one of the most innocent little too quick texts.
Right.
And they re-edited it and showed him kissing, you know, from another angle. They had been sleeping for maybe 2 hours. She rolled over, woke him up, and they were face-to-face. The next morning, they both apologized. Amanda has told him that she has a boyfriend on the outside. And she's worried, you know, that this would jeopardize that relationship.
But McCray was actually talking about them being in a showman, so.
Well, my classic definition of showman, I don't see it between them. I think they have a very strong friendship and alliance with each other. He doesn't mind her attention and her flirting. But I just don't see it happening. Certainly time will tell, but that's my initial reaction.
Well, I did watch After Dark, and Paul, I know what you're talking about, because when I saw them talking to each other in the HOH room, it was just petty. You know what? They're just being there comforting each other. It's been a couple of weeks from the outside. You know, they're just – the petting – is really nice, and Zoe, you wouldn't know that, and I don't want you to know that, but it's one of them things where I think it's a good friendship, and I think they're going to be really good friends after Big Brother, and I tell you what, McCray really stepped up on my top few of who I think that I would want to win Big Brother. He seems like that all-American guy that works hard every day
and is a good guy all around. And you can see that with him. I mean, he did not, it bothered him to put Elise up. And just because of being a fan of Big Brother, he felt like, to me, I took it that it was a slap to Rachel is how he felt. And he was a huge Big Brother fan. And so I can see that it really bothered him. And it made him feel good that the moving company wanted to keep Elise around at least another week.
Right. I think McCray, you know, made a fairly good choice for himself. He may have made a few people question him a little bit. He certainly didn't make Alyssa happy. But had he not done that...
he could be on the block this week. And I don't think he'll be on the block this week.
Really upset, you know, a lot of people. So doing what he did satisfied many people in the house. And it really did have the effect that the moving company wanted by putting everyone sort of in... initial confused state, like what the hell just happened, you know? And
absolutely.
Who wasn't that voted David out? You know, who turned against us and who did this to us? And it was just that moment of shock.
Absolutely.
So,
and I tell you what, I've got to say this. Of all Big Brother Alliance names, I love the moving company. The moving company's name is like epic. It is hilarious because it makes sense. Ship them out. You know what? Moving company. It makes a lot of sense. And Spencer came up with that. And, you know, I think that we don't give Spencer a lot of credit. And you see him when you look at him, he's always processing things. He's a very smart guy, and he's a conductor. And you have to be a smart person to be a conductor.
Right. Oftentimes they're out there by themselves, you know, a lot. They have to make decisions on their own. And
absolutely.
They have to think on their feet. I happen to have a cousin that's been a conductor for years, and... You know, they're out there sometimes in the middle of nowhere, all, you know, on conducting this train, and if something goes wrong, it's up to them to make decisions, you know, snap decisions. And so I think that, you know, he's gained a lot of knowledge. I don't think he's, a dummy by any means. And he's given this a lot of thought. He's making a lot of the decisions, you know, and a lot of the calls that's going on in that house right now. And I think he's playing a great game, actually.
Yeah. And I tell you what, and I even told Zoe this earlier, I think that Howard is playing a great game because you don't hear much of him right now. He's sitting low. And I think that Howard and Spencer, I mean, they're doing what you should do in the first few weeks of Big Brother. They're pacing themselves is what I call it. I hear mixed feelings about, you know, this season and the cast and stuff like that. But you know what? I kind of like it because I am on my toes. I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen next. Unfortunately, I do know who... what is it, HOH, by watching Big Brother After Dark last night. You know what? All I can say is I really hope that Elise, I always say her name wrong. Am I saying the name right, Elise?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, okay. Excuse me, Alyssa pulls it through. But I almost feel like, you know, she's filling in some great shoes because if you look back in the both times Rachel has played
Big Brother. She's always had a target on her back, and she loved it, and she thrived on it. And I think her sister is going to be the same way. I think that we're going to see some moves. Do I think that she can win this? I don't know. It's going to be tough, but I think that she's a fighter just like Rachel, and I can see that. You know, I see her, you know, if they actually do put her up, and it sounds like they probably will, I hope she wins the veto just to say, take it, you know? I love that she gave her sister a shout-out, basically, by, you know, saying, you know, that she was Rachel Riley's sister, and no one comes between my Big Brother gang, me and my Big Brother gang.
Right.
I thought that was kind of cute. And, you know, I would love to have been a fly in Rachel's house when that happened and she heard that, because I guarantee you, Rachel went giggle.
It may have gone over well with Rachel and her family and fans, but let me tell you, none of the people in the house liked what she said, and they are bring it up over and over again since she said that.
Oh, absolutely.
And also, for a while, they were wondering if it was too much staged, and they were wondering if McCray and she may have been in alliance and knew what was happening all along. But more recently, McCray is back in good graces. But there was a time period last night when Aaron was really believing that maybe they were in alliance, and she was kind of mad at McCray. But he's okay now. But I think she also, the other part of it was nice to say hi to her sister, but she was also hoping to continue to get the Brenchel fans voting for her for MVP, which I thought was a good move.
Oh, it was. And that's the huge reason why the moving company wanted to keep her in the game. And, I mean, to be honest, I hope she gets MVP, you know, the next week. I thought it was probably impressive that her pick actually was the one that went home. If that continues to happen, she could end up winning on saying, hey, I'm responsible for all these people leaving. But I really don't see America voting for her every week. Could I see it this next week? Yeah, possibility. I think we could see it another week. And in a way, I kind of hope so, because the chemistry between her and Aaron, I don't know. I just kind of like to see it one more time, I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm interested in the fact that, you know, Rachel was a fighter, and I really see her sister being a fighter too. And I guess for once, I'm actually just kind of wanting to see her stir the pot again, I guess. And I guess that is kind of a bad thing, you know, because we don't usually, you know, go for, you know, stuff like that. But it's like one of them things where I know Alicia at heart. I've, you know, got to visit with her. She's really a genuine person. I think that, you know, she does have big shoes to fill. And I think that she's got all that pressure on her. Should she have made that comment in week two, whatever, the very first eviction? No, she probably should have kept her mouth shut. So
I have a question to ask you that, Cowboy, that has come up in the Big Brother house, complaint about last night's HOH, and the feeling like HOH should be an individual competition, and they did not like the fact that they were paired up. Did you have any feelings about that?
Well, we actually did that in week one. We actually had to do that treadmill with a partner. And matter of fact, my partner was Drew. I was one on the treadmill, and Drew had to answer the questions. But Jason Drew, or Jace and Savage won. They were partners. And it came to a question, and Jace won HOH. So it's one of those things where, I don't know, I think it should be individual, but because we got to pick our partners. In their situation, they couldn't pick their partner. So I don't, I guess I'm 50-50, Fawn. I know I'm not answering your question, but I guess I'm 50-50 on it. I think that it just changes things up. You know, I did listen to what they were saying. They rather have been all on themselves than a partner. And I think I do agree with that, because to be honest, someone could screw them over and they would lose. So I do think it should be individual. But however, a big controversy, and I thought this was what you were bringing up, Paul, was the cheating that went on in that competition. There was some cheating that went on, and I did see it, and I caught it. The rule stated that you had to pour the barbecue sauce, whatever, into the measuring cup. Aaron and Jeremy was just handing them back and forth. It was no pouring. I did catch that. Did you catch that, Paul?
I heard about it. I went back and watched numerous exchanges between them, and I did not see it. I wanted to see it because I didn't want Aaron and Jeremy to win it, especially Aaron. I really dislike
right.
her.
Exactly. I did
and
too.
I really, really, really wanted to see it, and I did not see it. Other people are saying they did notice it. I think Lisa in our chat room said word was out that Big Brother did catch him, and they got a penalty, you know, some minutes or where they couldn't move or whatever, I assume. And then somebody else in our chat said they heard Aaron mention it on the feeds before they went to fishes. So apparently it happened, but from the video parts that I watched, I personally didn't see it, but I can see how it was happening. I think there was another, I think Gina Marie made a comment that she was doing it. I don't remember exactly, but people brought up showmances. It may be one-sided, but nobody brought up Gina Marie and Nick. She is all about, it's almost like the Natalie and oh my gosh, help me out. Our Boston boy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my,
is it the one that went to jail?
Yes.
Or to prison?
Yes.
I
just drew a blank.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. We're good friends with McDonald.
Yes.
Eddie McDonald?
Yes. Anyway, she is really into, in my opinion, is really into Nick whole lot more than Nick is into her, and she's kind of accepted it, but she still kind of keeps pursuing him. But today they convinced Gina Marie that Nick probably voted David out, and she is really upset, and she feels like she's getting played, and I'm wondering when that might blow up.
Wow. I did see that Nick and Gina Marie, I did see that. Speaking of big controversy, I did not tell my daughter this, so she's going to hear this on the air. But did y'all hear that Gina Marie lost all her Marlin sponsorships and everything?
I've heard a little about that.
Well, apparently, what has been the rumors, because of racist slurs, she has
yep.
lost all her contracts.
No, it's two people. She worked, Gina Marie works for Pageant coordinator or something like that, and she's been let loose. Erin has a talent agency, and she does modeling. And she also, both of them have been fired.
Wow. That, you know what, that that stinks. I mean, I quit my job when I went in because they wouldn't hold my job. But to know that you don't have a job when you get out, wow. I mean, that's something.
We've got a few people that's on the switchboard that I'd like to bring up, if you wouldn't mind.
No, absolutely.
Okay, let's do this. Let me introduce first. Mary and David, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Oh, wow.
Happy 4th of July.
Hi, guys. Happy 4th of July.
Hello.
You know what? I was getting a little lonesome. I was wondering if y'all were just busy doing fireworks with the family, which I don't blame you. I was kind of missing you guys.
Oh,
we was
well, let me
watching,
say something.
Watching
we're watching
online.
Live feeds, guys. Paul, let me correct you, okay? Paul.
Please.
Let's shut up. Gosh. Okay. Last night, after everything was over, Nick actually did tell Gina Marie that he voted David out.
Oh!
I watched it live, I promise. He told her, he said, I voted him out, but don't let them know. You be on my side, I'll be on yours. So she is taking his back, swearing up and down that he voted to keep David, knowing he didn't.
Yeah, but here's real big news. That's why we're so late calling, because we was watching it and we was rewinding it and watching it. But there's somebody that just made a deal. Erin just made a deal with Helen to work with Alyssa.
What?
For Helen and Alyssa to give her the two big names that's lying to her, because Howard swore on the Bible. Amanda swore on her niece or nephew,
and,
I think.
And Spencer, she just
Spencer
don't trust.
Swore. I mean, everybody swore on something dear to them.
And if
so
she's
Helen's
giving
like
two big
spinning
names.
It. Well, Helen's spinning it, guys. She's got like a lawyer's attitude. She can talk you into anything. And she's like, the way I see it, they'll never see us working with me working with you. So it's going to come down to you have to get rid of your friends to win this game. I have to get rid of my friends to win this game. She said, so instead of you getting your hands dirty, you put up the people on my side for me, and then I'll put up the people on your side for you, and we'll keep each other in.
So are you saying that Alyssa is not safe, or are you saying Alyssa is safe?
I don't know. Helen has not talked to Alyssa yet because I think they're on indoor lockdown. I'm not for sure. Everybody is in the house. That makes me think they're on indoor lockdown, but not just that. The HOH has been shut down because all day long, Erin keeps calling out production.
For irony.
Cowboy, do you know this?
No.
Supposedly, don't know if Caitlin tells the truth or not. I've not seen it on live feeds. But first of all, Caitlin walked into the storage room, and there's a room to go back in the production room. And she walked into the storage room, and Alyssa was coming out of the production room. Well, that was yesterday. The story today is they walked outside, and Alyssa is coming in from the door to go outside. There's a production door.
On the side.
Yep.
And she goes outside.
And Alyssa is coming in from that door.
No, that's not true.
I'm just telling you, that's what they're saying.
That's what Caitlin is saying.
Okay, so Erin is saying on live feeds, and sometimes they'll, like, do the fish tank, but Erin is saying stuff like, that's why they're making my room as hot as hell in here, because I'm calling production out. They're doing nothing but cheating for Alyssa.
So they're up there fixing it, but that's Caitlin starting all in, but it just went down that Erin told her that if she will give her two of the biggest names that voted out David, that she would work with Helen and Alyssa.
If Alyssa can talk to, I mean, if Helen could talk to Alyssa and make sure Alyssa's not going to come after her.
But they don't want nobody knowing they're working together. They want everybody to think they hate each other. Wow,
that is definitely breaking news, and wow.
Hey, I have to say this.
Chiffon Joe, where were you? Why didn't you come with this news? Sorry, I had to say
he's
that.
He's on the switchboard. Let's bring him up as well.
Hi, everybody. Happy 4th of July.
Hi, Joe. Happy 4th of July.
Hi, Mary. Hey, Dave. Happy 4th of July. Everybody, happy 4th of July. Zoe, especially
you. Too, buddy.
You. Hey, cowboy. Yeah, that's what they're saying is right, but a lot of people don't know was two things. One of the easier ones was all those people in the house could hear the crowd outside yesterday when they were going boo or yay.
Yeah.
But the big thing was that they haven't announced this yet, but when they were using racial slurs and stuff, the Big Brother came over the sound system and told them they couldn't say that.
What?
Otherwise, they would be thrown out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What do you, I mean, why? I mean, Rachel's still under contract. You can still talk about her.
No, Rachel.
No. But I mean, when they were saying
like
yeah,
they were
the Rachel.
Yeah, they were talking
Rachel.
About Helen Tiny.
Like the N insurance, you know.
Andy being gay.
Except they didn't say gay. They called him the Q word.
Yeah, and then they talked about Helen with the rice.
Yeah,
right.
We want to know if they could straighten her eyes out.
Yeah, right, exactly. So they've been coming over and reminding them of on the overheads not to talk that way because
they're going to lose their stipend
money is going to be taken, you know.
And they've reprimanded them for cussing so much, right, Joe?
Yes, that's
so
right.
They took them all to the diary room and said, this is the nastiest sounding cast we've ever had because every other word they say is effing.
How about the live show last night? We didn't even get to hear
Julie Chen
explaining the rules because they were constantly swearing and they had to cut the sound.
True.
Well, you know what? I will say this, and I hope I don't get in trouble, and I'm not trying to mean bad. It's because you have a frat house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's flirt.
I don't blame Robin Cass at all. I blame it to Allison because they were the and Mike were the last ones to say okay. You know, because Allison was asked. I mean, Robin kept on asking online and Twitter, what a week, 2 weeks before the show, to keep on sending in the videotapes. They were still looking for people.
Yep.
Remember that?
But seriously, Joe, I wouldn't want to be on this season as much as I've ever wanted to be on Big Brother.
Oh, I wouldn't be on it either.
I wouldn't want to be on this season just because the MVP twist. And with Alyssa in the house, honestly, she's going to get MVP every week. She can
well,
be a person.
Not by my vote.
She's going to get it.
not
my vote either,
no,
but still.
No, she ain't. I disagree.
David, me and him argue about it all the time. He's like, oh, no. Jeff and Jordan's supporters will vote somebody else. Or
Janelle's
supporters.
I guarantee
Janelle's
got more supporters.
Yeah, I would say that, too.
You watch and see. As long as Alyssa's in this house, she's going to get MVP. Watch and see, guys.
Hey, Mary, I'm going to say this. And, you know, I tell you what, I disagree with you. I am Alyssa is one of the ones I am rooting for just because of respect of a Big Brother alumni sister. But, you know, this is the thing. I don't see her getting it every week. It's not humanly possible. It's not.
Watch and see, and we'll talk again in a couple weeks unless she's voted out.
No,
I'm telling you, trust me, cowboy. I know you played the game, and I know you got to second place. But I know that Rachel and Brendan has got 70,000 followers on Twitter alone.
This is the thing. She will get it this week. I do see what you're saying, Mary. But she will get it this week. And I hope she gets it this week. Because I like her to stir up the pot with Aaron. And that's why I want her to get it this week. But you know what? I tell you what. I do understand what all y'all are saying. But you know what? She's still playing the game better than some of the other contestants that's in there right now. Regardless of what the twist is. And even if she gets MVP, okay, whoop-de-doo, she gets to put one person on the block. Okay, there's two other people that could go home versus the MVP.
Yeah.
Okay, but first of all, let me say something because I'm disagreeing big time. Playing the game better than a lot of other people. Joe, how's she playing that game?
Who's playing that
Alyssa,
game better?
Alyssa, is she playing it better than a lot of other people? Or is anybody else not doing the dirty work for her?
Well, she's got to stay under the radar right now because she can't. She
ain't playing no
games. She's got such a big target on her. She can't go out and make these moves. She's got to lay low and talk to Helen and other people and get them to do the dirty work for her right now. I mean, I don't know her, but I don't want her to win at all. I want her out, but I think she's playing a good game that she can play. She can't just come out and go against these big groups and start running her mouth. She's got to lay low and be calm, and she's playing a good game.
Okay.
But you know what? I tell you what, and this is Alyssa is playing the game, and I see that. I'm not saying I don't think that she'll win it. I don't think it's going to be one of the ones that you don't hear from, like Howard, because I mean Howard's playing the game. He just
Howard swore on the Bible today that he kept David.
You what?
Last night, Howard swore on the Bible to Jesse that he did not vote David out, that he voted Alyssa out. And you know Howard's been my pick since before they were even in the house.
Yeah, right.
And that bothers me so much that anybody would swear on the Bible, especially as much as my kids looked up to him for being a mentor.
I know.
I don't care if it's the house or not, but you never use the Bible.
And I know that. And I know in season 5, the Bible came up.
Yeah.
And it was a big issue. And, I mean, I'm a religious person. Everyone on the switchboard knows my religion and how much I love God. But, you know, the thing is when you bring God into Big Brother, it kind of messes you up. And I'll be honest with you, and we talked about this in our season, Big Brother probably does not agree with Big Brother just because of everything it stands for. So for you to bring Big Brother into it, it's wrong on so many levels. And it backfired for the twins in my season because Adria came and said, God gave me a vision, which, I mean, if he did, that's fine. You just got to keep that to yourself because people judges you for so many things in the Big Brother house. And you don't bring God into the Big Brother house. And if you do,
then you live up to your word, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And I tell you what.
I still pick Howard to go a very long way, and I really want him to win, but it really bothered me. That right there, like, really has bothered me a lot today is that as much as my kids, they'll tell you Howard's their favorite just because of the man he is.
Right. We've got one more person on the switchboard that I need to bring up so he can join this party on the phone line with us. We've got Mr. Michael Doyle from Big Brother Whispers with us now. How are you, Michael?
Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Canada.
I'm doing well, guys. Happy 4th of July to my neighbors down south.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
And you know, if y'all hear fireworks going off and my two little boys on the balcony yelling, oh, Dad, did you see that? Well, it's because it's 4th of July, guys.
Well, we've got him going off here, too, and I'm hoping my dog doesn't start barking at him because she doesn't care for him much. And every once in a while, she'll bark at them. Right now, she's being fairly good. So hopefully
if we were in an apartment building because Canada lives right up above you, I won't complain about the noise tonight because it's your night.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Michael, happy belated Canada Day.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was pretty nice weather, too. It's about 90, 6 Fahrenheit right now. That's how it feels like right here. So it's a beautiful day.
96 degrees is beautiful?
Yeah, for us. Yeah, because
wow.
it gets to
you know what?
30.
I tell you what, I don't want to hear about degrees. I mean, it's nice here, you know, where I'm at in Oklahoma, because we've been having nice weather, unfortunately, because usually it's hotter than usual. But I'm actually going to Vegas to see Dan with my nephew and his wife, and it's like around 114 degrees down there. I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I going to hotter weather?
Especially when it comes to Oklahoma.
I got some
Oklahoma,
more bad news for you, Cowboy.
We're having beautiful weather right now.
James Ryan moved out of Chicago and moved to Vegas this week.
Wow.
Yeah,
he
moved out the morning of the Blackhawk rally, so nobody would notice that he was going. And then he wrote us.
Oh, Mary, remember that online petition that we did for the guy with the Down syndrome to see the
group?
Yes,
he won first place, Shannon.
Yeah, he won first place.
And he's going to the One Direction concert.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
Awesome.
I posted it every day and shared it on my page. Every day.
I voted at work and at home, and then I got some of my drivers to do it too, and it was really neat.
I'm so happy he won. So
this is not the first time I apologize, but I'm apologizing. What did y'all vote on? Sorry, I was talking to my kids.
It's this little boy, Shannon. What's his last name?
I forget his last name.
Okay,
Shannon.
He's got Down syndrome. And One Direction, which is Hannah's favorite people right now.
It's all little girls.
But One Direction was putting out a contest. Whoever got the most votes could have VIP backstage passes, front row tickets to one of their concerts. And so this little boy with Down syndrome, I shared it every day, and I wanted everybody to – all he had to do was click on the link to vote for him.
And then what we did in Whispers, Michael – we have like over 5,000 people in Whispers, and Missy A, Jim Early, we kept that thread going to a T every day. And we got like survivors and Big Brother people just voting on it, and it was awesome. And we were like, it was such a great feeling.
So
yeah, I know Mary and David
is,
had it on theirs. I had it on mine. I had it in the Big Brother group page. I mean, everybody was passing it around, trying to get this little boy to win, and I'm so
happy. See, the thing
so
with this guy, like the thing with this guy was, like, he can't really speak that much, but he can sing, like, a lot of the lyrics to the songs and stuff.
Yeah, and then he knows every lyric to every song One Direction plays.
Yeah.
Sing.
Oh, wow.
Down syndrome, these kids are usually very smart kids. They just can't put it out the right way, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, that's my excuse.
Cowboy, you ain't got no Down syndrome.
Oh, it's worse than
that. No, I
just got up syndrome.
That's
called plum stupidity.
Back on topic. Mary, I am so upset that David got voted off. I picked him as the freaking final two. See, this is why I don't do final two stuff. Oh, my God. I feel like
I know. That's what you told me. Your first pick is David. I said my first pick is Howard, right?
Yep.
And so my man's
like
sticking around longer than yours.
I knew it couldn't be him because this is the first year you only got one person from California, and you got like three from Texas, three from Minnesota, three from New York. So it was California's year to get out.
But I honestly thought this would become a girl guy alliance, and it's not.
This is the year for
girls against guys.
David, you know what they say about Texas, right?
Yeah, everything's bigger in Texas, but I don't believe it. They ain't been this part of Kentucky yet.
Hey, you know what? You just haven't. Oh, you wait a minute. You have seen me naked. Oh, my God.
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
So
I thank Mary God to show it to me. I'm like, I don't want to see that snake. Get away from me.
Oh, my God.
I got I got to stop. But anyway.
Can I say one thing about Big Brother? Is Jeremy not playing the best game out of all of them?
No, he's not.
Absolutely.
You ain't got a lot of feet. You don't even know, honey.
He's got the whole house.
He's like playing
he
everybody in that house like you don't even know.
He is doing a great job, Jeremy.
Yes, he is.
The dude
he's having a good time doing it.
He's having a good time.
Hey, Chilltown Joe, you would know this. So is Jeremy a Hans? Because
called Brandon tonight just to tell you all, because I called Brandon, and Brandon's having a tattoo done. I said, Brandon, honey, I know you're in pain, but just one question. He goes, yeah, because he's getting a tattoo right now. I said, this boy, Jeremy, on Big Brother, he says, I don't watch reality TV. I said, okay, well, he's from Katy, Texas, just like you are. He's got the tattoos just like the Hanses does, and I'm telling you, he's one of y'all Hanses. He said, no, not that I know of, but let me call you when I get done with this tattoo. So he's supposed to be calling me anytime.
I said it wasn't, though.
They're gonna
he
have
said
a big...
not that he knows of, but I'm swearing up and down it's one of his cousins or nephews, and he just ain't letting me know.
Cowboy
you
Jeremy.
Because I think Jeremy's going to go all willy in this house, watch and see.
Oh, no,
he
ain't. But Jeremy is playing the whole house.
By all willy is going all crazy in the house.
So I have to apologize because my daughter texted me, and she said she didn't need to know that. So, guys, we got to...
She don't need to know that you was naked?
You brought it up, buddy, not me.
No, they know. I tell you what, my boys bring that up every once in a while. I think that's the proudest moment in Daddy's life is going naked in the Big Brother house.
Well, that's
they
why
bring
I don't
that
let my kids watch
while.
Your season because... Then they think a cowboy, they think of something that they don't know of yet.
Say hush. Mary, hush. Say hush.
No,
they're not
hey,
here.
No,
they're spending the 4th of July with Papa.
Yeah, we had to take him up Papa right before 9.
Zoe
now, Mary, you gave me a good
call.
Idea. You gave me a good idea about the fish tank. They should do a dance called the fish tank.
Oh, that would be cool. Hey, I tell you what. Because my daughter is on the switchboard. Zoe, so for one, thank you so much for filling in Dad's shoes last week. And watching tonight's show, what do you think? What's going in your head? Not what we talked about, but what's from the show?
From the show?
Yeah,
from
was there something
night,
that shocked you?
Well, I still think everybody's crazy, and they're stupid, some of the things that they're doing, but, I mean...
So who's your favorite? Are you still sticking with Howard?
I love Howard. I like Howard. There's nothing else to it.
I like Howard, too.
Go pizza guy.
Right. Vanna's favorite. Terry Vanna is 3 years old, and even when Big Brother's not on, which it is like most of the day because we got our computer hooked up to our flat screen, she's like, go pizza guy. Oh, how cute. Oh, my gosh.
I'd love to see her do that. I can't wait
you know what?
August.
And Mary, you know what? And she's got great taste because she loves me. So, you know what? McCray has to be a good guy.
She loves you because she met you in person. Now, I don't know about McCray.
The reason why you like McCray is because you want to be like him.
I just want to be like McCray so I can kiss Amanda. That's it.
That's
oh,
it.
Oh, God.
He's always alive.
Man.
She's got to get out of there. Oh, man. Have you seen her in a bathing suit, a bikini in the backyard?
Yes, I have.
And she says they're bought for her. Well, she better get a refund.
Oh, man. Anyway,
Jesse's the prettiest person in the house. Ask her.
How about the New York Yankees?
Oh.
I tell you. Hey, Dave, but you know they're going to be out of lockdown soon because they're going to have a big 4th of July party in the backyard, and even the have-nots get to eat tonight. And could you imagine with all the liquor?
Yeah, that's what
Nina
was talking about.
Tonight. It's bringing back memories since Chiltonjo mentioned it. In season 5, I was actually in the Big Brother house during 4th July. And I hope I don't cry, but I can remember us laying out in the house. This was before it aired. It was a week before you guys got to see anything. None of this got aired. But we got to watch 4th July in the backyard. CBS did this big
fireworks
show. And I remember thinking back what my son and my ex-wife was doing at the time. And it was probably the one moment in the Big Brother house I felt like that the game wasn't going on. We were really just focused on the fireworks. We was laid out in the yard, and we got to just chill. And I promise you, you're probably right, Chiltonjo. I guarantee you that they will get food and alcohol. I think we got to have the alcohol part, but I mean, we didn't get to have a party because it was the filming before the airing, so they didn't want it to be like 4th July theme like they're gonna do tonight.
Yeah, they'll probably do a margarita bar or something like that.
Exactly. But you know what, guys? It brings back so much memories of being in the house, and CBS put an incredible show on. And it was just, I could see me when I actually see what they go through and actually witness that. But I'm very grateful of for what I have, and just to be able to witness. And it's kind of weird how 9 years later these memories still go on.
Cowboy, guess what? Cowboy.
What, baby?
You're one of the trivia questions.
I'm one of the trivia questions?
Yes, who was runner-up of Big Brother Season 5? Every one of my kids
really?
Can answer. Cowboy.
Cowboy.
Live shows,
Cowboy. When they cut the feeds for a live show or a competition in the house
that they don't want us to see,
they replace the video with Big Brother trivia.
And everybody in this house got Cowboy right.
You know, hey,
what?
Paul, remember when we had John Moore on a few months ago, one of the producers for Big Brother? When he was talking about like all his fears of alcohol in the house.
Yes.
I was like, man, he was probably just dreading right now, like just watching what's going on now, I bet.
When I see the key box, I always think about him because that was his creation.
I believe I got that question wrong every time on trivia. What's the grand prize of Big Brother? And it says, $250,000.
Cowboy, what's the grand prize of Big Brother?
$500,000.
Thank you. We answered $500,000, $500,000.
Was it at All Stars or
the
season?
The answer says a brand new house.
No, yeah, a key to a house.
Key to a brand new house.
Was it at season 7 or 6 where it was $1 million?
No, never.
Well, I don't know. I should have never got that one wrong.
But I tell you what, in season 1, second place took $100,000. You know what? I'm still looking for my $50,000 check that I need to have. Like,
they haven't given
yesterday.
It to you?
I'm joking. I only got $50,000.
Okay. Well, Cowboy, this season, second place gets $100,000.
Which Big Brother... Which Big Brother season did they say if the pairs get to the end, they would win $1 million?
Yeah, that's it. That
yes,
was,
that was if the pears got to the end, but they didn't.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Right.
Sorry about that. I'll
but this
go
season, I think it was McCray talked today about
later,
McCray talked about the payout, and he said, you know, $500,000 for first place, second place, $100,000, third place, $50,000, fourth place, $25,000. Yes, he talked about it.
And then he was probably, he was also probably comparing it, was he comparing it to Survivor?
No, I don't think so.
Because, like, Survivor does the, like when it starts at the boot 10 or something, that's when the stipends begin or something.
I tell you what, Survivor pays better.
Oh, yeah, like, fourth place is $80,000.
I want to hear this. It's 4 years. But, hey, you know what? I want to say this, and I said this to Paul, and I'm always thinking of something positive. But, you know, Paul and I were talking about how Judd disliked Ronnie Tabbitt and myself. And I said, you know what? I said, at least they know who I am 9 years later. So that's the positive note of all this.
Well, that's only because he's not met you in real life, okay?
Exactly, and Ronnie is an amazing guy. I mean,
oh,
who
okay.
in the world
say so.
Would say Ronnie is a disliked person?
I don't
person?
Know. Who would say that?
We live about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half from him, and we don't even want to reach out to him.
Who, Ronnie?
I am not a huge fan of Ronnie, Cowboy. I'm a huge fan of Cowboy, though, okay?
Well, I know that,
Ronnie. Okay, Sherry, right or wrong? You all mentioned Ronnie. I say right.
Ronnie is an amazing person.
Oh, right,
in
right,
and
right.
out. You know what? Hey, Mary, I tell you what. If I plan a lunch date, give it a try, and I promise you, you will change your mind.
Cowboy, rat. Get off of it. You can't change my mind. I'm from West Virginia, and he like, whatever.
That's why, because that's the only person ever from West Virginia on a reality show.
And then he was nothing but a rat.
And Mary didn't like the way he played.
Hey,
he's
Michael,
so
what do you think
different
about
outside of the house, Mary. You would not believe what a different guy he is outside the house.
Yeah.
I mean,
what do you think
totally
about, what?
180 degrees different. He, believe me. I didn't care for his gameplay in the house either. I will be straight up front with that. Paul,
I love his gameplay.
Same way, but
Cowboy, shut up. Go ahead. I'm listening.
But he is
loves his
totally
gameplay.
The sweetest guy on the planet that
yeah.
you'll ever meet outside of that
hey,
house.
Hey, Mary,
he
you know what? If you
sweetheart.
If you love me in real person, you'll love Ronnie because Ronnie
Cowboy,
is a split
stop.
Image
now,
of me.
I would never
me.
Tell you. If you love me in real person, then you'll love Rachel.
I love Rachel. I've met Rachel
you
in real life.
I'm just going to say straight up, I just love everybody.
I love you too. I'm
love
loyal.
You too.
Well, I don't.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the Big Brother, the entranceway, like the stage and everything? Isn't that beautiful?
I love it.
It is amazing. Let me tell you something else that is the best I've ever seen is the trees in
me?
The backyard.
No, it's like a landscape.
The landscape forest.
It's just it's pretty cute, isn't it, the backyard?
Yep.
I even mentioned to my husband that I think they've upped Julie Chen's wardrobe fund.
Yes, that dress last night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I posted on her wall saying, Julie, you're looking great in that dress.
I don't know what she's ever
You know what? I picked her out for.
Yes, you cowboy.
Well, give me her number then, Michael.
Yeah, you're such a horrible liar.
Yeah, I certainly think they're spending a little bit more money on some things, at least. I don't know if they're spending more money on the competitions or not. But
I loved the house itself. The inside of the house.
Yes, I think
they
have
room is gorgeous.
The arrow table with arrow.
I remember when there was that pole in the middle of the backyard with the camera on it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised nobody turned around it yet.
Yeah. They still need to make that backyard bigger.
Mm-hmm.
They got the
room.
You
know, I mean, that yard needs, I will You know, you're right. But I have to make a comment on this. Speaking of the backyard, I was watching and they were talking about how the hot tub was cloudy. How in the world can you make a hot tub cloudy? And, guys, I mean, I tell you what, we were a clean because, I mean, our stuff was spick and span, I mean, all the way around. And that might be because we had a lot of parenting people in our house. But, I mean, how do you get a hot tub as cloudy as theirs?
They had
so
one,
right.
I think
you
it's season
young,
10.
You got young people.
Wasn't
apparently
season 10?
Taking care of it and putting chemicals in it or something, because that is just nasty.
I don't even
all they
know how to cook
drop
half of them.
They
got
to drop one of those tablets.
They are cooking days.
Yeah, but there ain't no great. Everybody, if they cook something, it ain't like everybody's running to it.
They cook when you take a nap, honey.
No, I don't even believe nobody is really knows how to cook to blow somebody's mind in this house this year.
They don't have Chef Joe, okay?
Well, no, not just Chef Joe. Every year they somebody that like took over the cooking and the cleaning. They ain't got that this year.
Yes, they did.
Did they take the washer and dryer out from the backyard?
No, it's
no,
not as far as I know, because Helen was washing clothes today about 2 o'clock my time.
They had
okay.
a mound of clothes.
Yes.
They need to build them a big old garbage bin, because every year you hear them hollering about it stinks back there with the garbage. Can't they at least build a garbage bin and a little door and a cage or something to throw it in? And I get sick and tired of them hearing, oh, it stinks. It stinks out here.
Wait, when do the ants come?
Exactly.
But what bothers me a lot is everybody is going, I mean, like Judd's going down to Alyssa. Well, no, not Judd is bad. Andy is like Alyssa's best friend when he's with Andy, when he's with Alyssa.
Andy's everybody's best
friend.
Then
he goes upstairs and literally talks like you don't know about her. I can't stand her voice. I can't. Whatever.
I
mean, don't go down there and talk with her.
Mary, I've seen Andy do that several times, yeah.
Oh.
You know, I tell you what, I had a guest today at my bar tell me that he felt in all this world that Andy is going to win Big Brother. I said, So I was like, so you're saying that Andy's going to be the first gay person to ever win Big Brother history? He goes, yeah, I think so. He goes, he's got it going on. And I go, okay. Well, I disagree. I tell you what, I honestly, without a question of doubt, thought we were going to see it with, oh, my gosh, I went blank. In season 11, no. In season
11.
Kevin. Thank you. I honestly thought Kevin was going to win it because Kevin played a better game than anyone ever, and I honestly thought we were going to see it in that season. But I just don't see it with Andy. I'm sorry. I just don't.
And Michael, we almost had it in Big Brother Canada with Gary.
Yep.
Yeah, you almost did.
Almost, because America voted him back in Final Four. That surprised me.
Yeah.
I mean, Canada did.
Yeah, well, I know what you say, Mary.
I'm sorry. But the way it is, I don't see voting somebody back in Final Four. That is plumb ridiculous, you know?
Hold
I mean,
on,
you don't vote it out. This is Final Four. Final Four, you work your way to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that did upset me.
Please, miss it.
We had that in Survivor 2 with that trooper that was a few years ago when she went to, they had a tribe where they were voted off, and then they went into a different kind of tribe, and then that whole tribe played for an immunity, whoever won. Would get back into the game, and it was that Girl Scout lady. What's her name? I forget her name. And then she went
all the way. Scout Cloud Lee?
Yeah.
She's actually
then,
from Oklahoma.
Yeah, she went all the way to what? I think it was 4 or something, Michael?
No, she took 3rd.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I say something? Does anybody think that Nick could be a plant to help Alyssa?
No, Dave.
No.
That's your mom.
I'm telling you, I think he's going to protect her again.
Nick
this
is
week.
Like the Dan of this season, I think. But
Nick
is not playing
Nick
it
is
as
behind
good.
The scenes getting Spencer to do his work, getting everybody to do the work. But all of a sudden, he's in his boy alliance, and he says, no, let's get out David. Let's not get out Alyssa.
You know what? I hear what you're saying, too. He's played both sides of the fence. He's played Dan.
Yeah, but he's not playing it as good as Jeremy is. All right. Jeremy's got them all singing.
I've got what I think is a good question. Given that we do have a very powerful and united alliance thus far of the moving company, we saw in the brigade where they let Matt go. Who do you think could be the first of those five that will get turned on and get voted out by their fellow moving company?
McCray.
Spencer.
I think McCray.
I think McCray.
I've got my own opinion.
Gosh. Hey, Mary, McCray will go in the top five, I guarantee you. I would put money on it right now.
Oh, yes, he's going a long
way. I don't think so. He's been too strong. They now know that because he said that he didn't know that David was going to be voted out. This is all going to come out. You can't lie in the house and it not be told.
I tell you what, Mary. I don't think we can gamble on.
Okay, Cowboy, let's give one a list of that.
No, wait a minute. I'm not
that 100% about McCray because, yes, he can make it to final five, but I am that 100% about Alyssa getting MVP every time she's in that house unless she's voted out.
If they do that two more weeks in a row, people are going to be pissed.
I would bet you a box of Ritz crackers.
No, I don't
get it each week.
You bet me you come to Kentucky. Make it chocolate wine.
Michael, you have to explain to me what those are. I'm way up north here.
There's these little crackers. They taste really good, but still it's not worth it. If he's going to bet me, he better come to my stampede.
The buttery cracker with salt on it.
I know I'm going to win.
I'd like to kind of guide, but if I don't know what you're talking about, I will ask.
Gary, Paul, encourage him to make this bet because you all want him at the stampede, right?
Of course.
Encourage him. Say, Cowboy, make the bet with Mary.
And have
I know
him
I'm
go
going
to
win.
The, Mary, have him go to the Queen Stampede, too.
Yes.
Wait a minute. So I got dressed up in a dress and a bra and panties and all?
No, I just want you in a leotard, honey. Hanging it all out. A unitard.
I was looking forward to the dress and the panties and the bra.
No, you can't wear no dress.
I tell you one thing, pantyhose feels good.
Don't shut up. I teach us the kids all the time. The boys. Dress up as a girl for Halloween because I'm telling y'all, pantyhose is the best feeling ever. I'm a girl and I don't like pantyhose.
I had to wear the knee highs all the time in the Army because they helped you from blistering with your boots and socks.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know? And I think I'd wear them every day if I was a girl.
He also dressed up as a girl every Halloween.
Hey, Mary.
Well, I didn't have money.
Mary, I tell you what. So, Mary, I know that you're trying to get me to go to Stampede for the second season.
How many
Redneck Island did you get?
So, well, like there's 10 of them say they're coming, but I got 3 contracts back so far.
So,
got some Kentucky Redneck for you.
But the
did you get in touch with Rob Perry yet?
I've emailed him like you told me.
Yeah.
And he's not answered me back.
Okay. Well, get a hold of Michelle. She's got it. She's
Michelle.
Costa's got Jesse and Rob's number.
Cherry, you got me speechless for once.
What'd Cherry say?
No, I was just saying about the pantyhose and everything, and I'm just like,
What?
Leah,
you should see what
Leah said, do they make 3-legged pantyhose?
Oh, God.
I said they must tuck one leg in.
You are rotten.
You know, hey, Matt, speaking of this stampede in August, go ahead and spill your, what's the date for that charity?
What?
24th 24th is the
24th
race.
Is the race, so you can come in the 22nd or the 23rd. Everything, like, everything starts on the 23rd because, you know, the zip lining, underground zip lining for my reality people. And then my special people like Terry.
This is in August?
Yes, August 23rd is the zip lining and then a VIP party that night, which is going to be better than last year.
Awesome.
And then 24th is the race itself.
And then the 4th Street Live that night.
Well, y'all can do what
you want. You know what? I tell you what. I have to say this. This is a promotion for this event. I tell you what. I did get to be a part of this last year. I got to see Gloriana on 4th Street Live. Gloriana is the new upcoming country art group. And I was tickled pink. It was amazing.
What we're talking about for all those listening is the Urban Stampede put on in Kentucky
in Louisville
by Mary and David, and it is an absolute blast. It is like the Amazing Race, only ran in a few hours in their town there in Kentucky. And, I mean, it is a tough race, and they run it in, what was the longest time that they came in
the
there?
5 hours. Fastest time
was 2 hours and 30-some minutes.
2:30-something, and
Cowboy
can
tell
you the longest time.
But
yeah,
it is a tough race.
I don't want to hear what my time was.
And they have to run a few miles, and they have different stops that they have to stop at and solve puzzles and do different, you know, challenges along the way. And it is amazing. It's like running the entire Amazing Race all in a few hours. And it's a lot of fun. They do it in pairs and sitting in.
Like, it's the closest we could do legally. But if this was all me, I'd make an angel walk the highest building in Louisville.
Yeah, but we had to
climb down it with a rope attached to you, honey, because I had to climb the Great Wall of China. Y'all should have to climb this if you want to win a trip to Cancun for 7 days.
You know, David, Mary, you're going to love this. So, like, I'm getting a little bit too old, and I work in a casino that everyone smokes. But give me a second. In September, I'm actually doing an Amazing Race for a charity in Oklahoma City, which is about 3 hours away from me, which I thought was kind of cool, and I thought you would like that. But I know
that
I'm doing
that. Yeah, we're doing another one in Manchester, New Hampshire in September.
Well, you know, I do a Toys for Tots.
And we're doing it, yes, and that was my idea, because we're doing it for, like, it's like a specialty home that brings in immigrants and teaches them refugees and teaches them English and, like, the American way and laws that you have to obey and stuff like that, okay? They're the ones that's paying for us to come and run the race in Manchester. Well, my idea was, and they've accepted it, is why not to be in the race? Not only do you pay the fee to be in the race, which they get a cut of, but you also bring in a brand new toy so I can donate it to Toys for Tots.
That's right.
And I know
for you, honey.
I know that. And, you know, being vice president on the organization in New Hampshire, I have heard that. What is the date in September for the New Hampshire? Do you know that?
September
21st is the date of the race itself.
Awesome. That works great because my event is September the 14th. So we're doing good.
Yeah, 2 different weeks.
Yeah, you could get Jeremy to come to Toys for Tots thing this year.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? Toys for Tots.
I don't like certain things he done. He wiped Elizabeth's hat in his butt. That was ridiculous.
Some of the ladies like those kind of guys, you know, the bad boys.
That was kind of like out of there.
I'm going to be signing off here, guys, okay? I have to head off to work here.
Happy
Canada Day again.
Thank you. So you know, for the Toys for Tots in New Hampshire, We have a couple of Big Brother Canada personnel that was on this last season.
Joanne
Haney. So you should do your best to come. No, I mean that was on season one of Big Brother.
Do we have Jillian?
No, I mean, Joanne was on season one. I'm talking about, like, Eliza and stuff like that.
Oh,
okay.
You're talking about America.
No, I'm talking about Canada.
Oh, Eliza?
That played Big Brother.
Yeah, but I like Jillian and Izzet.
Gary, be funny.
We'll see what we can do, Mary.
Okay.
All right, Michael, thanks for joining us tonight, bud.
We're going to go back to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know, since you're going off before we make the announcement, we're going to change our time back to the 10 p.m. Eastern time schedule.
Nice.
So
that's nice schedule. Okay, I'll try to...
their schedule as well. We're changing with them. So just wanted to let you know.
And be very safe at work.
Okay. Hopefully that will work if I can... Yeah, okay, guys, take it easy. Right. And, Michael, you should get in touch with Suzette for Big Brother Canada.
Yeah, okay.
I'm on her Facebook. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much.
Yeah,
and mention my name, too, and then she'll clue in. So Cherry will help you out with that, too.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Cowboy, don't need a lot of help.
I'm a huge fan of yours, man. I followed every season of Big Brother and Survivor, and I just love the Blog Talk Radio and the energy I get from it. And it's just nothing but good times.
You know what? It means a lot. So thank you.
All right, guys, take it easy and happy 4th of July.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much for joining us, babe.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Guys, that's the reason why we do this show, for people like that.
He's awesome. He is awesome.
We Facebook a lot. He's amazing. I love him.
He's a really great guy.
Yes.
Did you say we have somebody else on switchboard?
I think we've got everybody live right now. We've got one person.
I thought you said a while ago we got somebody else.
They haven't pressed one, so...
Oh, do you know who's in this?
And you want to jump on and talk to us, make sure you press the 1 and let us know that you want to come on and talk to us.
You know who's in my city tonight having a good time for a few days? Seymour. Seymour.
Seymour Green.
Seymour
Green.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, he wrote me yesterday. So he's out by O'Hare.
you guys should get together and... have some
coffee
or something.
Well, I think he likes to stay out by O'Hare with that new casino.
You know what? Speaking of casino, I will be in Vegas this weekend.
You already said that.
I know. I tell you what, I'm really excited. It's well deserved. Like Cherry said, guys, we're moving our time to 9 o'clock Central Time on Thursdays. So the roundtable will be moving up 1 hour, but we will not be moving dates. We will not be moving to Friday. We will be staying on Thursday.
So that's 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
Yes, baby.
9 p.m. Central, and that will be right after the live eviction.
It'll be 6 Pacific.
On Thursdays. And so we're excited about that. That's the way it used to be. And I'm excited to have it back that way again. There will be times when the evictions, go into the competitions and the competitions aren't completed yet. So we won't know exactly what happens,
And then we talk about it on Manic Mondays.
Right, exactly. So, that's all good. That's, the way the game is played and the way it's happened in the past. But I love talking about it right after the show goes off. Everything is fresh in your mind and you're able to jump on and get all your emotions and your feelings out about it. And looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun. And we really don't have much of a choice but to, you know, just follow the lead of CBS and keep in step with them. So that's what we're going to do, folks.
Hey, we have not had the opportunity because Big Brother is all consuming us right now. At least it's consuming me. But I heard on the feeds today Judd talking about the TV show Hero that he tried out for. Judd tried out for the Hero.
Wow.
And I probably couldn't understand him because the way he talks, like, we're country too, but it's kind of hard to understand Judd sometimes.
He's backwood country.
I
was going to try out for Hero, and Mary read it to me, and I thought they wanted a real hero. You know what I mean?
Ooh, like, you know what, David? I tell you what. Hey, I want to step in. David, if you want a definition of a hero, it's a man that goes in a freaking coal mine for years at a time. It's for his family and do what it takes in and out, 7 days a week, 365 if that's what it takes, and give them the support, what they need, food, and a roof over their heads. I tell you what, David, you would have been perfect for it. You read too much into it.
A lot of people call me something other than a hero.
I do love Hero.
I'm going to give you another opportunity to respond a different way to Cowboy by just saying thank you.
Thank you. That's what you should have done. Yo, Kentuckian.
Well, I was thinking another way, yeah. No,
I didn't get to see this week's episode yet, but I tell you what. And Matt, just imagine, I was thinking about this the other night. Just imagine for a moment if they cast people for the Big Brother house in the way that they cast people for the Hero. And they have people with real depth to them.
Yeah, because the Hero has some, like, real-life people, don't it?
I mean, they have people with depth and with,
background
stories.
Yeah, they have people like I have next door. Big Brother don't have one person except for Judd that's, like, my neighbor.
I mean, they all have real background stories that, I mean, have real meaning and real depth to them. And they have something to go in there and fight for and... They're all just so genuine, and I don't know, it just seems so different than the people we see cast, you know, that just don't seem to have a lot. I don't want to seem derogatory, but at the same time, they just haven't lived a lot of life yet. They're so young, and they haven't had a lot of life experience yet. I'm not putting them down in any way. I just, you know, they haven't had a lot of life experiences yet. And if they put a cast in the Big Brother house with just a little bit more time behind them, a little older, and a little bit more of life experience, I think that it would make the game so much more interesting because they would have so much more maturity and reason to, you know, really get in there and battle it out and have those heartfelt, you know, talks and those heartfelt moments to share. And
but I think for some reason Big Brother's gotten into the idea that
real world
feed watchers want to watch these young 20-some-year-olds literally having sex, you know, under the covers or making out all day long.
Right.
When really, I want to watch somebody who's playing the game.
Right.
Yeah, I watch Big Brother for what you do, Mary. I watch the real world and challenges for the other stuff. <You know>? Oh, by the way, I talked to Jen Turno for a little bit last night, and she was going to try to make it and call in. But if she didn't, she was stuck with her boyfriend, Mark, watching the fireworks. But she says, Cowboy, she wants to come on the show on the roundup sometime because she's real mad now about Big Brother. and she has something to say about it. So, you know, I think that's
guys,
nice.
Guys, if it's okay, we need to let y'all go. My mommy's beeping in. My sister's on vacation. I got to call her on her cell phone. She's up in Ohio.
No, you
aww.
Don't.
And you hear that she's beeping in.
Yeah, they keep beeping in.
Okay, hon. Well, thank you guys so much, Mary and David, for calling in tonight. Please give Vanna and Hannah and all the kids a great big hug from all of us. And I can't wait to see you in August. It's been
sure will, but I hope you
a
see
long
smile on my face because this
you.
Is Big Brother time, honey.
We'll
hey,
be
hey,
tomorrow. I got married to myself.
I love
tonight.
this time of year. It's like my favorite. I love it.
Hey, Mary. I want to say this real quick. I want you to know that my daughter texted me and said, "Dad, we need to look at our schedule because we need to go to Kentucky."
Yes, we do, because you brought your bet against Alyssa, honey. Watch and see. If she's not voted out this week, she's MVP again next week. I'm not stupid.
I tell you what. She probably will get it this week, but I promise you in the third week she won't get it.
And
I tell you what, in the third week.
And you're coming to Kentucky.
No. I'll
buy
you a box of Ritz crackers.
No, yes.
Mary, start with writing Zoe.
Cowboy, yes. Zoe backs me, and Zoe's your daughter and my daughter's best friend.
Well, you know what? I'll buy you a box of Ritz crackers.
Ain't going to work. You're coming to Kentucky because Alyssa's going to be MVP until she's voted out.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. Love you guys, Terry. I love you. Paul, I love
you. Love y'all.
I got to talk to my mommy and my sissy, okay?
All right, you take care, Mary and David. Love you guys.
And call me anytime. Y'all got my number, okay? Because I'll talk Big Brother any time of day.
I can't wait.
Hey, David, is the number 555 spank me?
Cowboy, shut up.
Oh.
You guys take care. Have a great rest of the 4th.
Love
you. Okay. Bye-bye, guys.
Okay,
love you, cowboy.
Don't call tonight.
Love you, Zoe.
Love
bye-bye.
You, Mary.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, I love those two to death.
I did say, you know what? I was visiting with my mom tonight, and I said, you know what? I said David and Mary has been with me since I've started 5 years ago. I mean, it just time just passes by so quickly. And I tell you what, they're an amazing couple that it's hard to say no to. I mean, it's really hard to say no to the Stampede just because it's David and Mary. You know, I don't know. It's one of them things on a personal level. You know, I'm dealing with some home issues, not major by any means, where I haven't just necessarily have committed yet for this event. But, you know, it's kind of hard when my daughter's like, commit. She just wants to go so she can see Hannah and David and Mary and Cherry as well. So it's not fair. It's not fair whatsoever. But you know what? I tell you what. It's a great event by all means. And David and Mary, probably the most two people high on my list.
Yeah. I mean, they are just incredible people.
Gene's at the fireworks at Navy Pier. Happy 4th of July. You can hear it from my house as I stick the phone out the window.
Oh, it sounds like World War III around here, too.
Yeah, it's pretty loud. Pretty soon we'll hear the sirens. So... But I'm going to let you go because I know the boss has to go out there with the kids for his fireworks.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Joe. You know, we always love to hear our
Oh, I love you guys, too.
Go.
I'll be there on Monday.
Okay,
and,
babe.
Hopefully everything will all survive the weekend from the Big Brother house. So.
Well, you have a great rest of the 4th,
babe. Joe, I tell you what.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate everything that you do for the show. And, you know, great memories. This is all about memories. And I will never forget the time you and I in the kitchen. So God bless you, and I love you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike. I really do. Did you get my rubber ducky thing from Amazon?
What did you say?
I found the rubber ducky that they have in the pool in the Big Brother house with the shades. And they're selling it on Amazon, and I sent it to you.
Oh, I didn't get it. Or is it when does it expire?
I'll look for it because I do a lot of shopping through Amazon for my mom. But it was cheap, and you can put it in a pool. And it's the chlorine thing.
I just want it for my bathtub.
Well, you could probably do that, too. You just take off the chlorine.
For those special dates you have.
Careful.
I'm careful.
You would just say, yeah, you took it from the Big Brother house.
Well, awesome. Yeah, I tell you what, if it's cheap enough, just like my last date, I would love it.
I'll make sure. I'll make sure you get it, okay? I'll put it in a private message.
All right.
You all have a good 4th of July, everybody.
You too.
And I'll be seeing everybody on Monday. And we'll see what happens on the feeds tonight. So,
all right. Well,
okay,
love
now.
You, babe.
Say hi to Rich.
Thanks always for being here with us.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Wow.
It's been a fun show.
Yeah,
I didn't know if Mary and David would come or not. I posted it on their Facebook page. I didn't know if they'd make it or not, but I'm so glad they made it, and Chi-Town Joe as well. There was one person that texted me while I was in Target yesterday. I had a doctor's appointment, and then I stopped in Target on the way home, and I got a call from somebody who was on Big Brother, and they were wanting to find out if we had a show last night. I said, no, it's tomorrow night, and I was hoping they were going to be able to call in tonight, but it doesn't look like they're going to be able to make it, but we may get a call from Willie Hance soon, so hopefully we'll hear from him soon. I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make it tonight or not.
Well,
I'm a huge fan of Hance's, and I tell you what, he's always welcome on my show, and I'm just throwing that out there.
They're doing they're doing the shoot for their pilot next week.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yes, I'm so excited for them. So,
have they come up with a name yet, or do they not do that this early?
I didn't ask him if they've come up with a name for it yet, but he did say they're shooting the pilot next week. So.
Oh, cool.
I know, I'm so excited for them. So, I mean,
absolutely.
I can't imagine the Hance boys all in one show, you know, having their own show. That's going to be one crazy, 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 crazy show.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I got to meet Sean and Brendan Hance at Stampede last year, and they're so amazing. And I do wish the Hanses all the best of luck. And you know what? I think they'll go far. I really do. Speaking of reality shows, The Bachelorette. Is anybody watching The Bachelorette?
I am. I'm a little behind, but I have been watching, and OMG.
I tell you what, a lot of drama. I tell you what, I'm a huge fan of The Bachelorette this year. She is so hot, and I loved her in The Bachelor.
Did you hear Zoe, as soon as you said she's so hot, there was a little tee-hee-hee.
You know what? I mean, You know what? You know. Hey, Pa, you know you laugh. I go, when we're driving down the road and I see a couple girls or I see a girl running, I go, boy, I feel like a run. And I'm not thinking that any of my kids will pick up on what I just said. And daughter picks up, goes, I bet, Dad. You know, it's just the sarcastic comes. I mean, but it's hilarious. But you know what? We watch it together, and but I tell you what, it's a different type of guy here, and I think that if I was in the house, I would beat him. And I'm very frustrated that they didn't cast me for the season. I mean, really. I mean, there's some deadbeat guys in there.
Michael, I have to tell you that Lisa Cruz is in the chat room, and she had stepped She had stepped away from the chat for a moment, and she walked back in just in time to hear you say she's so hot, and she said for you to quit talking about her.
You know what, Lisa? No comment. That's what I meant. No comment.
Oh, my goodness.
I tell you what, I love our family, and no one can understand us like us. And, you know, I have to make a comment. Dan, and since Lisa's listening, Dan made a comment about me coming to Vegas, and Lisa was, she believed Dan for a second, and I'm trying to get to this. Give me a second. But it was hilarious because we all know Dan Kaminsky. We all know that him and I, we joke around on each other's Facebook page and all that. But anyways, Dan Kaminsky wrote, breaking news, Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas Metro Police just announced the city and the strip will be closed Saturday, July the 6th at 7 p.m. until Monday, July the 8th p.m. The spokesperson did not specify the cause, but it believes that three unsavory persons planning on creating a disturbance in the well-being of Las Vegas economy. Long story. Lisa replies to it, and she believes it for a second, and they find out that it's me, my nephew, and his wife. But it was hilarious because Dad was just throwing his joke towards me, and people picked up. It was hilarious. And Facebook of Dan Kaminsky, and you have not
Dan
seen that.
Dan has one of the best senses of humor I know of anyone on the planet. I absolutely adore him. And
he's a jerk. What are you talking about?
He's good at it, too. I mean, he is a pro.
Well, he don't have nothing else to do to make up shit. That's what he did. I mean, he has all the time in the world. If I had all the time in the world like he does, I might come up with something like that. It's a joke. If y'all knew us two guys, I mean, people's going to be like, dang, he's so cruel. But, no, Dan is a true friend of this show, true friend of the founder of this show. The true founder of this show, his goal was to go to Vegas Bash and be able to interview reality stars. And Dan Kaminsky actually made that happen for him. And Dan is a huge friend to a lot of us, and I'm very honored and pleased I get to go and just literally spend time with Dan this weekend. And there's gonna be
Dan is the hero.
He is the
hero.
He is the hero.
is the definition of a hero.
You're right, and I'm just so excited to. It's been 9, 10, 11, 12, yeah, 9 months since I've got to see Dan, and I'm very pleased to be able to go to his hometown and get to tear up Las Vegas with Dan. And I promise you, if you see in the Most Wanted, America's Most Wanted, and you see Dan and I, you know what? We will go down in history. And,
take pictures, Michael. None that will incriminate you.
Exactly. I'm really looking forward to it. A lot is going on with my family this week. Just my daughter's going on vacation. I'm going on vacation.
Zoe, make sure you call me and let me know what hotel you're in, okay?
I will.
Okay.
I will totally do that.
I may be seeing you tomorrow night.
I know.
That would be so awesome.
Sorry, that's the inside. That's the inside. So my daughter and Cherry might actually get to see each other tomorrow night. So I'm really excited about that on her way on her mission trip. And, you know, my daughter makes me proud. So does my boys. But they frustrate me as well, but that's been apparent. But you know what? I tell you what, a lot's going on with this family this week, and it just all happened at once. And I'm really excited because this is what this show's about. And you never know. We might actually call in Dan, myself, my nephew, and his wife on Manic Monday. We actually will be together when Manic Monday. I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Do it, Cowboy. Do it.
Well, we'll see. I think that it may work out, but you never know. And expect the unexpected. And don't tell Michelle. It might be a surprise. But you never know with us guys. I know that we. We fly out late on Monday, so I think that we can make that work.
4 p.m. Las Vegas time.
4 p.m. Las Vegas time?
Yes.
Then we're golden. We're golden. Because I don't think we fly out until 7 o'clock Las Vegas time.
Well, there you go. So 4 p.m. Las Vegas time, you can call in to Manic Monday show.
Absolutely.
And I won't tell Michelle that you're calling in.
Yeah, and no one else, please don't IM or email or whatever type of, Twitter, Michelle, and let her know that there's a great possibility that we'll call in from Las Vegas. I mean, how cool is that? I want to thank the fans. I want to thank podcast. I want to thank everyone in the chat room, I love you guys so much. My daughter, you know what? I tell you what, my daughter, this is not rehearsed by any means. Zoe, how much does the fans mean to me?
They mean a whole bunch to you. I mean, I can't really explain what they mean to you because there's so many things that they do mean to you. And you just really appreciate everything that they do, and you couldn't even imagine not having fans. I mean, they're a huge part of what we do.
Aw. That's so sweet. Cowboy, it has been such a joy having Zoe on. I got to tell you, she did such an amazing job last week filling in for you.
I listened to half the show. It was awesome. She made her old man proud.
I told you she would, and she is just amazing. She has actually just bloomed into just such a lovely young lady, and I can't, you know, she seemed like such a little one just a few years ago, and she's turned into such a a young lady overnight, it seems like, but she, I'm loving having her on the show with us and seeing her just grow up overnight, it seems, and I love that she's, you know, getting into Big Brother and watching it with you and coming on and talking with, you know, with us about Big Brother now, and she's so poised and so professional, and she's got a lot of you in her, Cowboy. you can definitely tell there's a lot of you in Zoe, and I'm just so glad she's here with us. But, I mean, she just displays so much of your morals and
but,
you know,
but she's
the way
prettier
you like.
And I know that, and that's why I have a shotgun.
Well,
I love you.
I can't blame you for that. She is
adorable. I tell you what, my kids have adapted to reality TV. It's kind of weird how our kids adapt to what we like. But you know what? My daughter is very opinionated. And it's she gets that from her mom. I will say that on the air. But you know what? I tell you what, it's one of them things where my daughter, it's so amazing that she loves Big Brother as much as me. My oldest son was the same way. And I'm not trying to make my daughter cry or me cry. But you know what? Big Brother draws a lot of people together. And that's why we're here. If you look back into the shows, Big Brother is what really kind of started the reality show. And Ron's first passion was Big Brother. And then it went to everything else. And that's what we're trying to do. And people are listening to this show. Yesterday, a good friend of myself is on my Facebook, but listened to our radio show. And she came up to me and she goes, "Your daughter did an amazing job." And you know how much that made me feel. That someone in my hometown listened to our radio show and complimented my daughter. You never know what's going to happen with my daughter. My daughter may be on the next Big Brother in the next few years. You never know.
That would be so
great. And, oh, wouldn't it? You know, I tell you what, Big Brother, I hope you're listening, because I tell you what, she would be a great contestant. And I'm very proud of this radio show. I'm very proud of my producers. I'm very proud of my family, my friends, my fans. I'm very honored with the military men and women. I'm the most humbled person that you'll ever meet, and very respectful to every one of y'all. And I am very blessed and honored to be right here, right now with all of you.
Well,
and even you, Paul and Cherry.
Well, thank you, Cowboy. It's about that time. We've got to start wrapping it up. Any parting words before we go ahead and say this one's a wrap? Cowboy?
I'm sorry. What did you say? It cut out on me.
Our time is running out, and we've got to start winding this one down. Do you have any parting words before we wrap this one up?
I do. To Ron's family and everyone that allows us to continue on this wonderful birthday of America, thank you so much for giving us this pleasure to be able to come and spend with you all. And God bless America. Thank you, Zoe, Cherry, Paul, Chilton Joe, and Dan, you crazy sucker. For I don't even know why I'm thanking you, but thank you. And I want to thank Missy live for calling in last week. I did not text her and thank her for last week, but thank you all. And Cherry, thank you for everything you have done on the outside of praying for everything that we're going through. I'm blessed. So God bless you all.
Thank you, babe. Thank you so much for everything you do for the show and always being here. For 5 years, you've been doing this show, and nobody could do it like you do.
Big Brother 5, baby. 5 is awesome.
We thank you so much for being here with us and hosting this show year after year and season after season. And you do it so well. And I know Ron is smiling down from the heavens, knowing that you're still here with us and the show is still going on. And just so happy that everybody's still together and the Rad Reality family lives on. So thank you so much for continuing on. I want to remind everybody to make sure you join us on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Manic Monday show hosted by Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. Cowboy should be calling into that show as well on Monday with Dan Kaminsky and friends. And
he's a crazy sucker.
Show. I believe Parker DeLeon will be calling in on Monday as well. He's got some
amazing guy
voice about the cast of Big Brother 15. So make sure you join us for that show. I'm going to wrap this one up with Ron, as I always do. Thank you all for being here with us on this 4th of July, 2013. And I'm going to play a couple of clips to take us out. God bless you all. Thank you again for being here with us. Take care. Be kind to each other. And here's what I'm going to play to take us out.
Thank you, everybody, for coming in. Without you guys, the Big Brother people like ourselves wouldn't be living our dreams. So thank you so much for participating and making this possible. Y'all have fun. And, yes, I'll see y'all next Thursday on the Roundtable, and thank you for a great show.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you, guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Take care, everybody. And again, be kind to each other. Don't blow each other up with fireworks. And make sure you're back on Monday with us. Blog Talk Radio rocks. That's a wrap. See yous. Bye.